machine.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
I am in a world of shit.
Everything that used to set this country apart has now been all but destroyed. Americans have allowed the spirit of entrepreneurship to be raped, the fruits of their labor to be stolen. What the fuck happened? Complacency to the point of voluntary servitude. They have allowed everything to be externalized: manufacturing, industry, production, and free market competition. Hell, they have sold their very souls to the system that enslaves them. They have become indentured servants to debt in a modern-day system of feudalism, the very thing their founders warned them about. Oh, but they don't listen. They never do. Instead, they send their own children to the indoctrination centers to be programmed to hate their own heritage, to have their minds molded with poisonous ideologies. And they celebrate it. They hand-deliver their kids to the mind doctors and social engineers and pay through the nose only to have their children become just another piece of meat on the production line. Oh, you need $450 for a textbook for your gender studies class? Sure thing, honey. I'm so proud. The standards have been deliberately lowered to turn out droves of Marxist robots taught to hate their own country, which they couldn't even locate on a map. Young graduates or students wave hammer and sickle flags and support statist power in the hands of the few that they claim to be rebelling against. The inner core of these insurrectionist groups are trained revolutionaries, and the mindless followers are useful idiots being used to destroy their own country. It's history repeating, and the indoctrinated droves would never even know it. They've been too browbeaten with communist dogma and so infantilized in their minds that they bow to their oppressor and hand deliver their country to them. They are historically ignorant fucking fools. Notice how the insurrectionist groups don't target the Federal Reserve or IRS headquarters, the UN globalists, or the corporate plunderers that dump toxic shit into the water and destroy for the sake of profits. They're the ones who will sweep in and build their new totalitarian order on the ashes of your country, the banksters. Over and over, again and again. So, where is the revolt and uprising against those motherfuckers? Listen here, my brothers and sisters, your country is under attack. There is a coup underway. Do you understand this? To take down a nation as mighty as America, it would have to be done from within. And so it has been. They brainwashed your kids in the schools. They pump a steady barrage of propaganda into your living room every night through your goddamn high-definition flat-screen hypnotist. Turn that shit off. You're not doing yourself any good by being told what to think. Why not invest in some books with that stimulus check? Or maybe some ammo, which I've noticed is getting harder to come by these days. This is a very unprecedented time in American history and in the entirety of Western civilization. The tyrants that be want to reduce humanity to the lowest common denominator, to crush the human spirit. Are you willing to let them do that? Are you willing to take a stand against that which threatens your freedom? If you haven't asked yourself these questions yet, you'd better do it now. There is simply no more time left to decide whether or not you want to be free. I'm so sorry to burst your fragile little perceptual bubble, but you are being called now to decide what is truly important. Your way of life is at stake, and your children's future hangs in the balance. Apparently, these thug Marxist so-called revolutionaries are threatening to come into the rural areas and bring their mayhem into the communities, to bring violence against peaceful people that just want to live. Let me tell you something, you punk-ass cunts, you better choose wisely. If you want to bring that shit to the local farmers, if you want to come and destroy peace and threaten our Amish brothers and sisters or any one of our freedom and peace-loving countrymen, then we will be there, and we will be armed. We will fuck you four ways from Sunday. Believe that, you piece of shit.
Surprise, motherfucker.
The giant has awakened now, so your best bet is to run, because there will be no quarter given. These motherfuckers think that the spirit of freedom has been destroyed, but it hasn't, at least not yet. The enemy is at your door, so what are you going to do about it, huh? I'm not advocating violence or war, but the war has come to your backyard, whether you like it or not, so you'd better decide where you stand. Are you afraid to die? If you die in defense of freedom, then that is a life well lived. If you cower and acquiesce in the face of tyranny for the sake of being safe, then you will be nothing but a slave, and you will deserve the fate that you have chosen, and you are no friend of mine. It is time to rise now, in spirit, in consciousness, and in sovereignty, and to take back the course of our own destiny. You know, it sucks that we're faced with this, but that doesn't change the situation. Accept it, and decide whether you will rise or fall. If we stand together, united as one, you know, one species, one people, one race, the human race, then we have a chance. If we don't, then we will fall. This is where we are now, like it or not, so what will it be? Do you want to stand for freedom, or do you want to suck dick in hell? Walk in peace.
Surprise, motherfucker. Surprise, motherfucker. Surprise, motherfucker. Surprise, motherfucker. Surprise, motherfucker. Surprise, motherfucker. Surprise, motherfucker.